A broadcast service of City College and the San Diego Community College District. This is Jazz FM 88.3 KSDS San Diego. I'm Dave Drexler with Inside Art. Support for Inside Art comes from the members of San Diego's Jazz 88.3. This week on Inside Art, we'll talk with trumpeter Gilbert Castellanos and hear music from his new album, Espérame en el Cielo. But first, North Coast Repertory Theater kicks off the new year with the Tony-nominated musical review Blues in the Night, January 11th through February 5th. Conceived by American theater legend Sheldon Epps, Blues in the Night features 26 beloved blues and torch songs by Bessie Smith, Johnny Mercer, Harold Arlen, Alberta Hunter, and others, performed by a powerful cast sharing the heartbreak and humor of life and the indomitable will to do more than just survive. Broadway World calls Blues in the Night a decadently rich musical experience built on some of the best jazz and blues standards you'll ever hear. And joining us to preview this production is the show's director Yvette Freeman, who previously directed Ain't Misbehavin' at North Coast Rep and is most familiar as an actor in the hit TV series ER, Working, and Orange is the New Black. Yvette, Happy New Year, and it's great to have you back on Inside Art.
Oh, Happy New Year to you, Dave. I'm glad to be back.
Well, you know, this show is something that you're quite familiar with in terms of the content. You yourself came from a family of performing and music. Your father was a jazz pianist. You married a jazz pianist, Lenny Hartley. Tell us about your own history in this sort of music that's being featured on stage.
Well, as I grew up, my father being a piano player, his name is Lammy Freeman, and my husband's name is Lanny Hartley. How close is that? but we listened to jazz and blues all the time in my house. I would sit underneath the grand piano that we had in the house my father would play, and he would have musicians in there, and I could hear all this music as a child. And I loved it. So I started in diapers loving his music.
Well, musical theater also was very big for you. You were in the original cast of Ain't Misbehavin'.
No, I was not in the original cast. I was in the original, the first national of it. Nell Carter was the original, but I ended up on Broadway playing Nell's role because Nell came out to L.A. to be a star on TV.
My mistake, sorry.
No, it's okay. You know what? I went to Paris because of that. I left the Broadway show because everyone thought that it was Nell Carter. They would look at the program and somehow there was no Yvette. So I stayed on Broadway about a year and a half. And then they said the Paris company was coming. And I said, I am on that one. And the best time of my life is going to Paris, too.
I'll bet. This show, Blues in the Night, this is set in 1938 in a Chicago hotel. Take us through the setting and the times that this is portrayed in.
Well, there's performers in this cheap hotel, all of them, singer, one dancer, and a glamorous lady. And they're going through, it's like September, 6 o'clock in the evening. The girl has a date. The other lady's waiting for someone and nothing happens for them. And that's how you get the blues. Blues is based on love. Well, at least our show is about love. And we go through singing the songs and telling the story of these people through the lyrics of the songs, which is hard in blues. Because blues is lyrical and it's not narrative. But Sheldon found all these narrative blues and put them together and made this show. It's so wonderful. I'm so proud. I'm so happy. I hope everyone comes out to see this.
I see what you're saying about how musical theater is accustomed to sort of a more expositional way of lyricism compared to the blues, which is, you know, with, mm-hmm. with choruses and other things, right?
Mm-hmm. And mainly it's supposed to be a blues, emotionally express sadness or melancholy. Yeah, but we've done that, plus the funniness, plus the bawdiness, because there's a little bawdy here, a little raunchiness going on in this show, but that's the blues. So we keep it up, you know, pretty cool, but it's so wonderful. And dancing. We got dancing in the show, more so than any of the other productions of the show, because that's what I wanted to bring to it was the story and more movement. You know, kind of like a little Ain't Misbehavin', but an Ain't Misbehavin' with a story. How's that?
Well, the music itself is the centerpiece still. And take us through some of these songs. There are 26 in all. My goodness.
Oh, yes. Blue Blues by Betsy Smith. We start with that song and the harmonies on this song. And just it talks about having the blues late at night. And then we do the Four Wall Blues by Willard Robinson. And it's about being in a cheap hotel and not having money and being tired of this. So that brings on the blues. And then another one, I've Got a Date with a Dream. Now that's part of the story. Both the woman and the girl. Oh, also, they're just named the man, the lady, the woman, and the girl. And the band, I have the band on stage, and you see them. And they are part of the show. You know, they don't speak too much. Well, they sing a couple songs, singing some of the songs. But they're part of the show. So, great songs. Lush Life by Billy Strayhorn. Yeah. And Tap Dancing, a little bit of Ziegfeld Follies brought into it. It's just got a whole bunch of 1930. It starts in 1938, 1940. We kind of stretch it a little bit. And you see all of this and tell this wonderful story, singing and dancing and a happy ending, which you don't expect from the blues, but it is.
Well, the thread in the story and the production are the women, really, that tell their mm-hmm. stories, don't they? What's the backstory yeah. about that?
Well, Sheldon did this. He wanted to do an Ain't Misbehaving kind of a show, but as I said, put a story behind it. And a lot of times they miss the story because they got to put these shows together so fast. But by working at North Coast Rep, they've given us ample time to develop the story and to work on it. We'll have a month of rehearsals, which is unheard of these days. So we added the dance and a lot of dance to tell the stories.
Your husband, another fine professional jazz pianist, Lanny Hartley, is involved in this as well.
Yes, he is. My husband's so great. Let me shut my mouth again because I'll be talking about him all the time. You know how I met him? I needed a musical director for my show, Dinah Was, that I took into New York in the 90s. I got an Obie Award for it. Developed it myself, and I needed a musical director. Saw my husband playing for Sandra Reeves Phillips, and I said, that's the man. Well, he played the show, and we got married, too.
Well, how did your portrayal in that, and your development of that show about Dinah Washington, how did that really bring a richness to your understanding of this particular production you're doing now?
It's all learning. You know, by doing Dinah, I was at the beginning of my career of writing and all. And it lets you see the story. Also working on ER, I was following the directors and learning how to direct on the TV show. And I did AFI, American Film Institute, directing workshop for women. And I picked up my master's from Southern New Hampshire University on creative writing. So all of that and a lifetime of experience, because I'm kind of old, helps me to see and work with the actors and see the underlying things of a story and bring them out. But I'm not the only one doing this. The musical choreographer, Roxanne Carrasco, she's from here, San Diego. She choreographed the show and, oh, she's fabulous.
Tell us about the cast that you got.
Yeah, Anise Ritchie. She's from down here too. And Elijah Rock and this young girl, Sierra Stroud. She just got out of college. This is her first major production. And let me tell you, the voice is glorious soprano. And she dances, sings, she's funny. I'm like, whoa, somebody's got to take her up really fast. She's fabulous. I'm too excited. You know, in her 20s, starting out her career. Wow. And then Carol Foreman, she did this show before, but this is totally different show. Our Blues in the Night is totally different than the Blues in the Night she did.
And all of these female performers sing about the scoundrel of a man.
Yes.
At the center of it here. And who do you have portraying that male role?
Ask Elijah Rock, who can sing, tap, act, good-looking guy. He's fabulous. So he's playing the man. So the man of all of them, for all of them.
As you're working with younger performers in these roles that, you know, harken back to an earlier time, what are sort of the directions that you give to them as far as embodying, well, the blues and this time of that's being portrayed?
Well, you know, to do your homework, know about the time, know the songs. I'm trying to keep them as close to the era type of the music. Not, you know, the rap, the doing riffs and all that kind of stuff. We're not doing all of that. And just, it's like our costumer. She's a young one, and she's doing her history, doing the drawings and things like that, and learning. They're learning on this, but they're prepared to learn because they want to learn. And that's another thing. You got to want to be in this business to do this business.
Anything else you can share with us about the production?
Just that they should come and enjoy it and be ready to see blues, a whole evening of blues that will lift you up, make you feel good.
That's a great way to start off the year. Yvette Freeman, the director of Blues in the Night at North Coast Repertory Theater, running January 11th through February 5th. Yvette, thanks again for joining us on Inside Art, and all the best to you.
Thank you, Dave. Take care now.
Blues in the Night runs January 11th through February 5th at North Coast Repertory Theater in Solana Beach. You can purchase tickets and learn more at northcoastrep.org. Coming up, trumpeter Gilbert Castellanos joins us to talk about Espérame en el Cielo, his first new album in 10 years. That's next as Inside Art continues here on San Diego's Jazz 88.3.
My mama done told me when I was in pigtails. My mama done told me a man's gonna sweet talk and give you the big eye. But when the sweet talking's done, a man is a two-faced, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night.
Funding for Inside Art comes from the members of Jazz 88.3, where your support brings the joy and history of jazz and all of the arts to San Diego. To become a member, visit jazz88.org/donate.